There's something special about the look of children as they greet the wonders of the world for the first time. Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill had occasion to see this explosion of light that comes from discovery.
Children are wired with a default position. They naturally return to attitudes of awe and wonder. This is why children bring so much joy to their parents and grandparents. Through them, we vicariously live the awe and wonder we once knew in that brief 1/6 of a lifespan we called our childhood. For children, most experiences are a first. I saw their wonder radiate recently. It was, as they say, totally awesome. I was at a grandparents' day at the school where my grandchildren attend. There were more grandparents there than children. The school was a multi-generational zoo. I've watched documentaries of apiaries. You see hundreds of bees all squirming and wiggling this way and that, endlessly buzzing, and all the while performing the particular tasks for which Providence has equipped them. The trick is in knowing which bee is doing what. The kids were like beehives, definitely informed by an invisible intelligence. We went to the children's classroom. The children had researched the history of common household items like radios, cameras, telephones, and washing machines. They brought their item, shared their research, and invited grandparents to comment. One child showed us a rotary phone and told us about Alexander Graham Bell. Children heard from some of the grandparents about party lines, where half a town shared access to the same telephone line. In the age of cell phones, they found this an incomprehensible thing. Then children were assigned riddles to make up and to answer. The children divided into two groups. One group made up the riddles. The others had to guess them. We watched. Granddaughter Winnie's team invented this riddle. It's a cat, not a pet. It has fur, but no hair. It likes to play, but not with you. What is it? I thought Winnie would be a grandparent herself before I'd ever figure it out. The young minds were ingenious in constructing the riddles, and the joy in their faces was palpable as they collectively attempted to figure out the answers. Winnie's team read the riddle. As she read, the other group's faces grew intense, brows knitted, mouths pursed, lips pressed tightly, some heads raising inquiringly, other heads falling in concentration. Like a litter of pups, the kids moved and nudged each other while figuring things out. Heads would shake no, then some nodded, yes, hesitantly. Then one or two children got it. I saw light appear in those children's eyes the way neon tubes, when first turned on, flicker before they fully illuminate. I was witnessing the human soul's equivalent of nuclear reaction. It was like a bolt of atomic energy had been released in their bodies, exiting through their faces, especially through their eyes that sparkled with irresistible delight. The children were experiencing the exhilaration and pure joy of discovery, the sheer wonder of engaging their minds with a mystery, while struggling to understand its meaning. After the classes, grandparents and children went to the book fair to buy books. My grandchildren enjoy reading, so I bought a number of books for Winnie. And speaking of awe, I had no idea children's books had become so expensive. I wondered why. Oh, by the way, the answer to Winnie's riddle is a lion. George Merrill on the shore.